We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in all of our lives. For those who have come to share their testimonies. For those who have not been bold enough to come out to share theirs. But one thing we can say, O Lord, is that you are a faithful God. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, because the latter part of this year will be better than the beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. You may be seated in God's wonderful presence. Let's give Jesus a clap offering for the choir. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of those wonderful testimonies. You will testify.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just flowing from the testimonies, I just want to encourage us a little more. Psalm 103, I read from verse 1. Psalm 103, we read from verse 1. Marvelous, magnificent, wonderful testimonies. Yes, people from the Lagos State Ministry of Health, officials are here to immunize our children. So parents who want their children to be immunized, please just step out very quickly and go and let the teachers know that you want your child to be immunized. Maybe the first thing you should do, first of all, is to ask what immunization they want to give and know whether your child is qualified or due for it or not. So if you want your child to be immunized, please go and inform the teachers. If you do not inform them, we take it that you don't want them to be immunized. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When Daddy Jill was praying for us this morning and praying that those who are in a hole, God will lift them higher. Those who are in the valley, God will take them higher. Those who are on the plain ground, God will take them higher. Those who are on the hilltop, God will take them higher. And the last prayer point he took, I just thought to myself that these prayers are answered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But as God answers these prayers, one thing we must never do is to forget God in all of the equation. And trust me, this is one of the major reasons why sometimes God withholds blessings from us. When we forget God and do not remember that God is the one who has made this possible. Deuteronomy makes us understand that. Because when you forget God, what you are saying in essence is that my abilities accomplish this for me. You heard what he said, that no intelligence, no connections, no nothing can bring you to that place of glory if God does not make it happen. Except the Lord build the house, they that build it build in vain. Except the Lord watches the city, those that keep themselves awake overnight do so in vain. And David understood this. He understood the love of God in his life. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. In other words, what was David saying? That if my mouth fails to thank you and appreciate you enough for what you are doing, for the things that I'm aware of, for the things I'm not aware of, Father, God, cause every member of my body to bless you and praise you. Because the praise we give to God can never be too much. And he says, forget not all his benefits. And the number one benefit is, it is him that forgives all our iniquities. One of the people who gave testimony said that in the last or this year, I came to appreciate what salvation is all about. When we have a revelation of the salvation that God has given to us, we'll be filled with thanksgiving. When you understand that the things that you did that men will not be able to forgive you for, God forgave you for it, you will be thankful to God. You know, if things were left to man alone, most of us would have been buried by now. There are some people you have wronged that you have said sorry to, but they have refused to forgive you. But God chose not to remember your sins. And it is on the basis of that we can relate with him. It's on the basis of that we sit here raising our hands, because God has forgiven us. Then David continues and he says, who healeth all thy diseases? We thank God for the testimonies of healing. That you can be sick and God will heal you without medicine is the grace and the glory of God. That you can be sick and you take medicine and you get better, it is the grace and the glory of God. Sure, you know that there are people who are sick. They have the best doctors. They are receiving the best treatments, but they are not getting better. He says, forget not all his benefits, who heals our iniquities, who forgiveth all our iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. Now, what of those that God continually gives immunity that you don't even fall ill? I keep saying, it is good to come and testify to God that God healed me. But you that sat down and has not been sick, do you know you have a greater testimony? Somebody can come and say, God, I was at the point of death, and God reversed it. Wonderful. But what of you that never neared the point of death? That is a greater one. So when you sit down and say, God has done nothing for me, always remember that it is God that heals all your diseases. Research, medicine tells us, if you don't know, that every human being, your body produces cancer cells. Those who eventually suffer from cancer is because the cancer cells overrode the other cells. But for others, it's because the other ones conquered the cancer cells. But every human being, your body produces those cells. So you sit down and say, wow, fantastic testimony that God healed this man or this woman of cancer. But you never got there. That is great. Amen? Amen? And David understood this. He goes on to say, who redeemed thy life from destruction? Wow. Let me tell you, do you know how many times you miss death by hair's breadth? Most times you are not even aware. Okay, let me even remove death of accident, plane crash, and all of that that God saves us from. What of the enemies that want to kill you? You know, it's okay to know when somebody says, I hate you. In fact, I will bring you down. Those are the enemies you see because they have said it. What of the ones that smile at you, but they wish you death? He says, I cannot forget to thank God for saving me from destruction. Wait, let me show you something. Because David understood this very well. Open to Psalm 140. Psalm 140. I think that is where. Yes. Look at it. He says, from verse 1. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their hearts continually, and they gather together for war. Do you know that most people suffer calamity from the enemies that they do not know. The devil has tried to bring you down, but you are here today. It is God. It is God. It is God. Very quickly, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? It's the tender mercies of God that has brought you to church today. It's the tender mercies of God that will take you out tomorrow. It is the tender mercies of God that puts food on your table. It is the tender mercies of God that makes provision for us. The things we take for granted is the mercies of God. He says, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? May all of our youth be renewed. You know what it means for your youth to be renewed? You are getting older in age and in numbers, but you are not getting older. Okay, you don't understand that. Physically, God is renewing your youth. But in the mind also, you are getting older, but your mind is getting younger. That is why we thank God for the elders in our midst. It's a grace that each one of us will covet. Because they say age is a matter of numbers. It's a thing of the mind, sorry. If you feel you are old and, oh, I'm inching towards the grave, is your business. You can be 90 and 100 years old, but you feel like a 50-year-old person. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. May God bring you to that place where you advance in age, but physically you are not getting older. In your mind, you are not getting older. That is what it means for your youth to be renewed. I mean, most of you were not here that day when we had a vigil. One man who is going to be 17 in October was teaching us dance styles. When I saw the man dance, I said, man, I have missed it. Most of us, that is like our bodies, they've not put oil in the hinges. They say, dance, you'll be doing like this. See what the man was doing that day, 70-year-old. You know, what do they call the dance now? What do they call this dance now? People are pretending like you don't know. This one that they do like this. He was doing it, man, so easily, freely. That's why when they say come for vigil, come. Because no one of us will see that man. After you finish that day, you see they sit down, you'll be doing like this. Or you'll be putting your hand in your pocket. He dances better than most of us. In fact, he dances better than all of us. Maybe except one. He might be old, but he's young at heart. May God bring us there in the name of Jesus. The Lord, verse 6, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. If you feel oppressed here, God will execute judgment for you. Because whatever you are going through, God is mindful of it. And that is why we have to take time out every now and then to remember that girl, Leah Sharibu. Because the Bible says the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Is she oppressed? Yes. For what? That she said, I will not deny Jesus Christ. If somebody is persecuting you in the workplace because you refuse to compromise, God will execute righteousness and judgment on your behalf. And I take this opportunity to pray for that girl, that sooner than later, she will be released. Our head will be crowned with glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He says, he made known his ways unto Moses. I will stop at verse 8. And his acts unto the children of Israel. How many of you remember that story? Moses went to God and said, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, if I have found favor with you, show me your ways. You know why he was asking that question, or why he made that request to God? He was saying, I acknowledge that you singled me out to lead Israel. That is favor. But if truly I have found favor with you, show me the things I will be doing so that I will continue to enjoy your favor. Show me your ways. And God said, well, really? Okay. I will show you my ways. And he said, Lord, if indeed I have found favor with you, show me what? Your glory. He was not satisfied with knowing the ways of God. He went a step further and said, God, I want to see your glory. You know the way? He said, no man can see God and live. He said, I want to see your glory. You know what he was saying, in other words? He was saying that, Lord, and that is where most of us need to get to. It's just like that woman that sang that song. The more I know you, the more I want to know you. Let's never be satisfied with just reading the Bible and understanding it. Let's never be satisfied with God just giving us a revelation. Let's say to God, God, we want to know you and know you and know you. If you asked me, if I were Moses, I probably would have been satisfied with just knowing the ways of God. But he was not satisfied with that. So I want to see your glory. As you pray to that, as I pray, may God lift us up to glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you learn to appreciate God, as you learn to acknowledge him for everything in your life, may God lift you to glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Wow. If God were to mark iniquity, who will stand? No one. The grace of God is unexplainable. God is so gracious that all you need do is for just a little while compare the attitude of men to you and the attitude of God. God is merciful, God is gracious, and God is slow to anger. Do you know what it means to be slow to anger? You do something wrong, and God is meant to visit you with judgment. But he says, let me delay it. And as he delays it, what happens? You come to know that you have offended God and you turn away from it, and God suspends the judgment. If God were quick to anger, none of us would be seated here. If God visited each one of us with the things that we deserve, hardly any of us will be alive. But the mercy of God, the grace of God, and I pray that that grace will not depart from us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when you carry on and you think to yourself that God has not done enough for you, think about the grace of God upon your life. Think about the mercies of God upon your life. There are certain things that you have gone through that when others went through them, they did not survive. There are certain situations you found yourself that others, when they passed through it, they did not live to tell the story. Some people have faced the kind of challenges you faced, and the only solution to that problem to them is to put a rope around their necks and kill themselves. You are standing. It is the mercy of God. It is the grace of God. Hey, don't think that those people that they are, I don't know what word to use, oh, but if you have ever talked to a suicidal person, you will understand that it's the grace of God that keeps you. You will understand that it is the grace of God that has not pushed you over the edge. If you ever talk to a suicidal person. Because most of them face problems that when it comes to you, will laugh over it. Say, is this what is troubling you? My friend, go and sit down. The Bible says, no temptation can befall you that has not befallen man before. But God will give you the grace to withstand. Why? Because God is not done with you. God has a plan for you, has a purpose for you. And my prayer is that you will accomplish it.
Amen.
You will fulfill every one of God's purposes for your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. You that has your head bowed today, your head will be lifted tomorrow.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. The devil will want to make you see that, oh, there is no hope. It is finished. It can't get better. But because he knows that if you are able to gather strength to cross that window, your life will take a new turn. He makes things dark for you. And I'm telling you this morning that your turnaround is around the corner.
Amen.
You are standing at the precipice of your miracle.
Amen.
Don't turn back. Hold on to God, and we will hear your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have every reason to be thankful to God. Every reason. For the things that we are aware of and the things we are not aware of. Trust me, there is more going for you than the things that are against you. Trust me. Thank God even when you don't see them, because God is good. Shall we rise up? I just want you from the depths of your heart to say, Lord, thank you. It is Thanksgiving Sunday. The songwriter says, count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. That you woke up this morning is the blessing and the grace of God. That you have an assembly and a church to come to is the blessing and the grace of God. That you can take in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide, it is the grace and the blessing of God. To have hope itself is the grace and the blessing of God. Because the opposite of hope is what they call despair. Hopelessness. Thank God that you are not hopeless. Thank God that you are alive. Because the Bible says a living dog is better than a dead lion. Do you feel your hair has been shaved? Believe God that your hair will grow again, just like Samson. It will grow again. No matter how long it takes, it will grow. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of peace. They are not thoughts of evil. To give you a hope and to bring you to an expected end. Thank God that the God you serve has good plans for you. Plans to establish you. Plans to make you better. Plans to increase you. The songwriter says, if I am honest with myself, if I look to my left, I look to my right, I look in front of me, I look behind of me, I will be untruthful if I do not acknowledge that God has been good. Look at where you are coming from. Look at where you are and believe God for where you want to go. God will take you there. Thank God. Let faith rise in you, for God is the doer of all things. Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is the substance of hope. Let hope arise in you this morning for what God will do in your life. Joseph woke up that morning a prisoner, but not knowing that interpreting somebody's dream that same day will make him a prime minister. Your own may not be the interpretation of dreams, but there's something that God has given to you that somebody may come to look for, that will catapult you to where God wants you to be. May God send it your way before this year runs out, in the name of Jesus. That thing that will lift you up, God has already placed it in your hands. All you need is for the person looking for it to find you. May they find you in the name of Jesus. Everything that wants to hide you from your lifting, may God cause them to dissipate in the name of Jesus. It is the month of August, just the month before the Ember months. My prayer for you is that you will have no reason to be anxious. Anxiety of any kind will not come your way. You will rest in the peace of God. You will come to that understanding that if God does not do it, no one can do it. So let your eyes be on God from now, for God to establish you, for God to do that thing in your life that you so desperately desire for him to do. God will give you all, every one of us, a testimony that when ears hear it, they will tingle. There will be shouts of joy. God will be glorified. That shall be our portion, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you for bringing us into the month of August. We give you glory and praise. We magnify your holy name. The eighth month in this year, your faithfulness has carried us from the first month, even now to the eighth month. And Lord God, we are trusting that that same faithfulness of yours will take us to the end of this month. But in taking us to the end of the month, you will take us through the remaining months better, amen, higher, amen, stronger, amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word declares that there is nothing impossible with you. Only teach us, O God, to keep our eyes fixed on you. For trust in the flesh, trust in man, is a curse. In every way we have trusted men, in every way we have trusted the flesh, Lord, show us mercy. Amen. Let the blood of Jesus wipe away the consequences. Amen. Keep our eyes on you. Amen. You are our God, the maker of all things that were made. Show yourself strong on our behalf. May we never look back. May we never fall away. We hold on to you, Lord, because your name is faithful. Faithful from the beginning, faithful now, and faithful to the very end. Each one of us, we pray and declare today by faith, we'll see your goodness in the land of the living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. As you lift us up, O God, do not let us ever forget you. Amen. in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Very quickly, I want to ask, if you are here, you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, I will make this appeal once. It is one thing for us to come in here and pray. It is one thing for us to enjoy the benefits of the prayers that we have prayed. God is only committed to His children. He gives us life. He gives us health. He makes us wake up in the morning. But for you to fulfill destiny can only come by you coming to know Him and accepting Him as Lord and Savior. There's a lot more for you than your eyes can see now. And I don't want you to miss it. All I want to do this morning is just to join my faith with yours and pray a simple prayer that will not be more than 1 minute. So if you are here, you do not know Jesus, you have neither accepted Him into your life as Lord and Savior, I just want you to wave your hand at me so that I can pray with you. And today, being the third day of August 2019, you will begin your journey of life in Christ, in the name of Jesus. So I want to ask, if you are here and you say, I need you, Jesus, to come into my life, please wave that hand at me. Just wave it. I want to pray. Don't be ashamed. It is you and your life and God. It's better to do what you need to do so that your life will fall into place, because you can never be better than God can make you. That is the truth. Than for you to be looking at your left and your right, or are they looking at me? That person you are looking at a particular day took this decision that I'm asking you to make. And today, the person is perhaps free. And you were brought into church today by God for this reason. I don't want you to miss what God has for you. So once more, I want to ask, if you are here and deep down in your heart, you know that if you fall down dead now, you may not make heaven. I just want you to wave your hand. All I want to do is pray with you and welcome you into the family of God. Is there anyone? So let's just thank God and say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the salvation of my soul. I thank you, Lord, for a new beginning. Oh Lord, you are starting with me in this month of August. I thank you for restoration of everything that is lost. I thank you for joy. I thank you for victory. I thank you, Lord, for even bigger and greater testimonies. Blessed be your name. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at this.